This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. A Wall Street Journal investigation has exposed Amazon.com as a cesspool of heavy metals toxicity and illegal products. This is the upshot of a new investigation by the Wall Street Journal that found over 4,100 products sold by Amazon.com and promoted on Amazon.com's website that are dangerous, that violate state laws, that violate federal laws, or that have been banned. And kudos to the Wall Street Journal, because this follows the Natural News investigation. And of course, CWC Labs, we ran ICP-MS lab tests on dietary supplements. And we found that Amazon.com was selling a dietary supplement containing what I believe to be alarming, even hazardous levels of lead and aluminum, and it's marketed for use by children. Well, the Wall Street Journal found the same thing. They found products that were marketed to children that were high in lead. They found products that exceeded the state and federal lead limits by, in some cases, hundreds of times. So they found toys that were contaminated with lead. They found products that had faked statements about FDA compliance. They found dietary supplements that were contaminated with illegal prescription drugs. All of these are sold by Amazon.com, and many of them are recommended as, quote, Amazon's choice. And the most alarming thing of all is that the Wall Street Journal found that Amazon, in the year 2013, began to test some of the products it was selling for lead, and that it found that about 10% of the products that it tested failed. It had high lead, 10%. And that from there, higher-level Amazon decision-makers decided to stop the testing, because they realized that if they were to start testing all their products, that it would cause massive problems for Amazon.com. In other words, Amazon.com, they knew. Back in 2013, they knew that they were selling many products that are contaminated with lead and cadmium. They were fully aware of it, and they decided to stop doing the testing. It's a cover-up. And in my opinion, it's criminal fraud on the part of Amazon.com. They consciously made the decision to continue selling toxic products. Now compare that to Walmart. Walmart has a massive laboratory in Arkansas, and Walmart tests everything that it sells. Anything that's on a Walmart shelf is tested for heavy metals. You know why? Because Walmart made a decision many years ago that it wasn't going to subject itself to more lead lawsuits from customers buying toys made in China that contained high lead levels or what have you, or lead in supplements or lead in school supplies. So Amazon tests nothing, it seems, but Walmart tests everything. Kind of makes you wonder, why can't Amazon test the products that it sells? The answer is they don't want to, but Walmart does. And of course, we do at healthrangerstore.com. We ran our story before the Wall Street Journal. Even though, by the way, I'm very thankful that the Wall Street Journal did a much larger investigation and did some very good reporting on that. That's real journalism. What the Wall Street Journal is reporting and what we're doing, that's real journalism. You won't see this in the Washington Post, because the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon. So what do you know? There's no stories about lead and fraud in Amazon at the Washington Post. You're not going to see those stories. Amazing, isn't it? Maybe it's a bad idea to let the largest retailer in the country that's selling toxic products to children also own one of the largest newspapers in the country. Maybe that's a bad idea that the regulators should look at. Because how are we going to blow the whistle on Amazon.com's shadowy, dark, illegal business practices if the media is owned by the same people who own Amazon.com? Good question, right? How are we going to do that? Of course, the answer is the independent media, websites like mine, and independent labs like mine. You know, we're doing the research, and thanks to your support, we're sharing this with you. We're making our results public. We're sounding the alarm on products that we think may be hazardous or dangerous to consumers. And time again, we are able to buy those products on Amazon.com. Not even difficult. Amazon.com sells lead-contaminated products to children and school supplies and dietary supplements. And they don't seem to care. It's just wow, right? Another wow. You know, you think about big business and how evil Google has become and how evil Facebook has become. You think about the evil of big pharma. Most people don't yet think of Amazon as that evil, but I think that's going to change with stories like what the Wall Street Journal just published, Amazon knowingly selling heavily contaminated products to children. And then hiding behind Section 230, claiming that it's not responsible for the claims that its product makers have in their descriptions and so on. Bottom line is, Amazon is not policing its marketplace. Amazon takes possession of these products, puts them in its warehouses, markets them on its website. Amazon.com web pages promote these products, and then they ship them to you in Amazon.com boxes, and then they claim they're not responsible. That's what they're doing. How unethical is that? How evil is that? I know Google is way more evil. I get that. And I know Big Pharma is really freaking evil and Monsanto is evil and all that. We've covered all that before. But Amazon is right up there. Jeff Bezos, right up there. They just want to make money. They don't care what they sell you. They don't care if there's a toxic chemical in it. They make excuses instead of having safe products. The bottom line, though, the upshot here, never buy dietary supplements from Amazon.com. I mean, I do, but that's just to test them in the lab. And what I find sometimes is pretty shocking. I buy products on Amazon all the time to test. And yeah, sometimes lab supplies and things like that. But as a consumer, you shouldn't trust Amazon on anything. Not children's toys, not school supplies, and certainly not dietary supplements or superfoods. I could tell you all kinds of stuff that's totally fraudulent on Amazon.com. Like a pomegranate powder that's actually 75% maltodextrin. Yeah, I think it's even labeled organic, if I'm not mistaken. But Amazon sells all kinds of fraudulent stuff. They don't care. As long as they're making money, they don't care what you're buying. They don't care what they expose you to. Well, Walmart can test everything. Why can't Amazon? I think it's time for the government to start holding Amazon criminally responsible for all these violations of law, this fraud, false claims that violate FDA regulations, false claims of Prop 65 compliance, all this fraud that Amazon is now engaged in willfully. Why isn't Amazon being criminally charged for these crimes? You can bet if I did something like that, boy, they'd be all over me, you know, with all kinds of arrests and criminal indictments and everything. But Amazon does it. They get away with it just because they're bigger. So if you carry out these crimes on a really big scale, then you get away with it. I thought maybe we should go after the big criminals first. All right. That would make more sense. I think it's time to hold Amazon criminally liable, frankly, for all the fraud and all the toxic heavy metals that they're selling. So we'll see what happens. But stay tuned. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com, for more on this topic. And I'm posting videos of our lab results, what we're finding in products, at foodforensics.com, which is really just hosting videos from Brighteon.com. So check it all out at Brighteon.com or foodforensics.com. And be safe, because anything you buy from Amazon might be contaminated, might be dangerous, might be illegal, might be marketed with total fraud. And that has been proven by both the Wall Street Journal and us, CWC Labs and Natural News. We're both confirming that story. It's true. Be careful. Take care. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at HealthRangerStore.com.